No, I said sarcasm. I never said anything about satire. Satire is just you know, like a mockery of something. It's not, satire can be sarcasm, but it can be any number of other types of humor too. See, it's poking fun at something.
What I mean is emphasizing characters that aren't present.
Now, according to the handout, irony is sarcasm. Saying one thing and meaning another.
In order to emphasize
the fact that the last one pass up the paper to the front.
There's a comparison between two things, like saying love is a rose and this is this, right? You've got two statements that are side by side as a metaphor. Whereas an allegory, you've got a single story. If you had a series of statements laid side by side, you'd have no story at all. You'd have no story. The one that I related to is that Jesus. All now your answer is right because it's right from the handout, but the handout is wrong, and I've got to revise these handouts.
And now for the big test.
Okay, here it is right here. Mm-hmm. Allegory.
Okay. Everybody ready?
Adam is a virgin.
Ready to want to be a
virgin child.
We're going to be giving you two tests. It looks like two tests, but it'll only be one test. The second test, you're only going to take about half of it. We haven't got to the other information, but I will give you the answers for the rest of it until you have it in your notes. And then I'll give you, and then next week we'll finish the lecture on that part. It's got a little bit out of order. You'll get everything, it'll just give it different pieces.
I said the second part mostly.
Let's see, I'll give you this one first.
Isn't it a shame that
has to happen? Take this one first, take file number three first.
File
what? File number three. This one, the one I'm talking about now, you do the whole thing.
Looking out there.
The whole thing on this one.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, now the second one I'm passing out, the one you'll be doing part of. Go ahead. As soon as I get these passed out, I'm going to take a few comments close. I'll be interrupting you shortly. You need another one? There was an extra one that we could take that cut back there. So. Yeah, it says final, but don't worry about it. It would have been your final if you'd gotten far enough. So you're not going to be taking about half of it. Hopefully we get to file number four. Check both of your papers. Make sure you have all pages. On file number three, you should have three pages. Now, you may have two or three sheets, but it should be three pages for your test. So if it's printed, check the back side of it, or print it out then. On file number four that you're getting now, it should likewise be three pages. So we need to be printed on the back and make sure that everybody's got a good copy. Now, take a look at file number four together with me now, so I'll show you what you can omit. Let me find it here. Okay, on page one, on the matching Roman numeral A, all the true false you do, on the matching Roman numeral A, look at number five. It says Nelson Gluck, you can omit that, or just put down F for the answer there. Put down F for the answer. Okay, matching part Roman numeral A here on matching.
Uh-huh.
First section of matching, number five, Nelson Gluck, put F there. Put F there for the answer. And then number seven, Coldaway. Number seven, put the answer E for him. Coldaway, excavated ruins of Babylon. We'll get to that next time. But so number five and number seven you get free. Number five is F, number seven is E. Okay. Now, there's one correction that needs to be made on part C. Go down to part C now of the matching. And over on the other column there, A, Canaanite occupants, I guess they've corrected that. It should be Jerusalem. If you have an old copy, it may say Jericho. But it should be Jerusalem. The new copy say Jerusalem. Right down here, Canaanite occupants of Jerusalem until the time of David. On C of page 1, bottom of page 1. It's supposed to be Jerusalem. Now, some old copies may have Jericho in there. If it does, cross it out with that. I think, does anybody have an old copy that had Jericho in there? I guess we've all got it. It's okay. Now, on the next page, page 2, you do section D on matching. Right at the top, section D matching. Draw a line across there from the bottom there, and you don't do anything more. The rest of it. It's not part of the test, so.
Okay.
Matching D. Everybody's got page 2.
Yeah.
Just matching section D. You do all those, number 1 through 6.
Right.
Right where it says true or false, you don't do anything beyond that. You don't do those true or false or anything beyond that, because it all has to do with Babylon and so forth. I will give you the answers to that at the end of the class period, though, so you can fill that in for your notes. And then that last page, you don't do anything on. So all you actually do is the first page and a little, the first part of the second page. The rest of it you don't do. There's some questions I could ask you, but I'm just going to knock off the whole thing. And most of it deals with Daniel and the other thing that we'll cover next time. Okay? So go ahead and take both these tests now, and we'll correct them both together. Thank you.
I'm going to pass the roll book around again. There's a couple days here, the 12th, and I mean the 7th and the 14th, where there's a lot of blanks here, and I'm sure there are more people here than that. So obviously the roll book missed some people. So just go through it, and if you were there those days, mark yourself present. And if you know you're absent, of course, then just leave it blank. But I'm quite sure that most people just missed the roll book. That'll be on the 12th, on the 7th, and the 14th, those 2 days there. And let's see, the 21st, what happened to the 21st? Oh, that was great. I think I know what happened here. We had this chapel period, and then wait a minute, let me figure this out. I see what happened here. You can just calculate. Where's the 14th? Side of the 14th. Okay, but that's wrong. Just look at the column for the 7th. It's the only one we have a problem with. That was last Friday. If you were here last Friday, mark yourself present in the column for the 7th. Maybe you're already there, but you're on the spot. Put down whichever one applies, the one that, you know, the one that's characteristic of that date, whether it be a profession or success. The only one you have to make a distinction is where I actually spell this out. Thank you. going to notice on page 2 of the first test, part C, the answers, I mean, the choices are on page 3. If you look at part C, you don't see anything. I don't know what to do with it. That's on the back page. Are there any that are finished yet? I just want to see how many are. Okay. How many are not finished? All right. Take a few more minutes. Think about it. You get more minutes.
Any more than
that? Okay, I'll give you as long as you need.
Yeah, amen.
I hope we can get through correcting them today. But it's not that good. Most of these first questions where you have to write out the answer, you can get it in just a few words. And a lot of times when you write an awful lot, it's worse, because I know that you're just writing to, you don't know the answer, and you're hoping you'll get it into something. I try to keep it brief.
Are you talking about the amount of
knowledge? The amount of knowledge and quality of education, actually.
You're not talking about the technicalities of the particular.
No, that's not, you know, for the given subject you're talking about. Okay, think of it in terms of the patriarchal system. You'll be on the right track, maybe. Saying that there might be some remote, you know, person out there being with myself. No, don't take it from that standpoint, but it's, you know, as a general statement, do they all teach that?
Mm-hmm.
You're
kind of
different
what you said to me,
Mike. Oh, no, if you use verbal hermeneutics, no, what I said to you, what I mean, what I'm asking is, are there groups of evangelicals, see, talking about, you know, evangelicals as a group, do all the major groups of the evangelicals teach this?
I said groups, and you said no individual.
No, I said, you said you were talking about the, as a whole group.
No, I'm talking as all individuals.
Okay. Okay, you got me in a contradiction if you want to interpret it that way. But what I'm saying is that maybe there's some person, remote person out there that doesn't teach it. I'm not asking that. That wouldn't make the statement false. Okay. But if there's maybe more than one, if there's a group of people, so forth, even if it's a small group in comparison to the main group, see, then that would be false. I mean, it has to be somebody that's writing books or, you know, in a scholarly opinion someplace, you know, for an evangelical, not just somebody that believes something like that. Okay. Okay, well, now you know. Okay. Yes. Is the roll book done around?
The roll book, where's the roll book at? The back bench.
If anyone else has notes for that class that you want to make up. Okay, you lift up the 19. Okay, that's right. I need the 9th, I'm sorry. The 9th, I'm sorry. Yes, okay. Then, okay.
Place against this beautiful picture of Pioneer 10 of Jupiter. It's the most brilliant, clear, crisp picture of Jupiter in the red spot. And everything. It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like
this is the problem with a lot of questions, but I'll just, it almost gives it to you when I tell you. The question is, do all evangelicals, and this means evangelical Christians who preach the gospel and so forth, do they all as a group, you know, do all the groups of the evangelical teach a 1440 date for the rapture, just think of it in the context of everything, you know. Do the evangelical archaeology books all concur that it's, you know, 1440? Okay, very true. Now I'll confuse other people.
did make a statement in class, but we have to tie it back up.
One of these students have come up to the teacher and try to wheedle the answer out of the teacher by asking about how.
You got to be clever on how you answer. Sometimes the way you do it is that you just can't say anything.
Yeah. Like the last period, George just had to take the question that's it.
Yeah.
He couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know.
So a lot of them you can't do the thing.
Yeah.
It's a place where they could possibly misunderstand how to say something. Amazing how cleverly calculated the questions are.
Anything you don't
know the answer. Yeah. Again, if you understand the tenor of the whole class and interpret it in the light of that, you're almost always going to say the same thing.
The most difficult questions for me are the ones where you have to interpret the mind of the teacher.
Yeah.
You could probably write a paragraph on the question involved, but you're not sure.
Yeah. The same thing I fall to all the time. Almost every question I miss, especially on Don's checking things.
Right.
Because I'm trying to second guess him. I'm trying to, maybe he's going, trying to decide what level of.
Right, exactly.
You're done? Okay. Is there anyone else that's not finished? Okay, exchange of papers then.
What time is it?
That's what I'm missing. Okay.
Is it possible to objectively read a question, something like that? Go through the interpretation with
people. Some of them, it depends on the class, the question here. A lot of them are real, straightforward, there's no way around it, but others.
And you've got to understand.
Yeah. Almost. Okay, look at the first test. Yeah, change of papers. Yeah, we're going to, on these first five, in fact, I think I'll just correct those myself.
Okay.
So we'll just do the objective ones and we'll get those out of the way. I'll go through and correct these first five questions myself. That way you guys won't be able to.
You're going to correct the first five?
Yeah, I'll correct the first five myself because I usually have to anyway.
Yeah.
After everybody else corrects and then I have to go through and redo it. I could probably go through and read the answers for you for your own curiosity, how well you did. I think I'll just read the answers, but don't mark anything on the papers. I'll correct those when I go through. For the first five. Name two reasons why Egypt is an excellent area for archaeological investigations. Two reasons. One is the climate, the second is the shelter location. The climate, little rainfall and so forth. You can go into detail. One's the climate and the second is the geographical location. Okay. The second one. What light does archaeology shed on the understanding of the 10 plagues in Egypt? Shows that the plagues were more than just a judgment on the people. They were victory over the gods of Egypt.
Amen.
God was defeating the gods of Egypt. So that's the main thing. You could elaborate on that. But if you mentioned what some of the gods were, so whether you knew better. But 4 points. You get full credit if you just said that they were a judgment on the gods of Egypt.
Amen.
Okay. Thirdly, what is the significance of the Code of Hammurabi refuting the higher critics? Showed that laws of this order did exist long before the 5th century when they claimed them to be. So they insisted that such laws could not have existed, and the Code of Hammurabi proves that they did exist way back before the time of Moses, in fact. Okay. Number four, what are foundation sacrifices? These were, in the Canaanite religion, the families would sacrifice a child when they were building a house and bury the body of the child in the house, in the wall of the house, for good luck. And then five, what was unusual about the direction in which the walls of Jericho were found to have fallen? They fell outward, and normally they would be fallen inward if they were battered in by opposing troops. They fell outward, which is unusual, and may have indicated an earthquake or supernatural destruction of the city. Jeff?
I was wondering, in question four, I was led to believe that they did that in the temple. Did they do that there too?
No. Yeah, the foundation sacrifice was actually in the homes, and they're
in their personal homes. I'm certain we can correct those.
Okay. Does anybody see any real problems with any questions there? Okay, why don't you go ahead and mark those. If you do have a difference of opinion on, or you don't know for sure, put a question mark on that.
Okay.
Only if it's wrong. Don't mark anything that's right. Only if it's wrong, mark anything. Just mark minus. Now, if they got half of it, like on question one, if they got part of it, mark off minus two. Don't take off all four. And if there's any question on your judgment whether they got the answer right, then put a question mark on it and I'll look at it.
Would you read the answer to question one again?
The one?
Yeah.
first the climate, little rainfall, just had something to do with the climate, that it was dry climate. And then secondly, that it was a sheltered location, it was isolated geographically, or that they were protected from wars and so forth, the destruction from troops, something like that.
Yes, sir.
Bill, number three was refutes their claim that the law was, such laws could not have existed at that time. The Code of Hammurabi shows that such laws did exist at the time of Moses and before. And the liberals were saying that they existed only about 5th century B.C. So you don't have to have the exact, precise, thing that I say, but as long as you've got that idea. Okay, ready to go? Any questions, you just put a question mark and I'll take care of it. Multiple choice, number one, the answer is F, both B and D, which is F. It was built by M over the two main stones and D. Now, if they put either B or D, then give them 1 point, because it's worth 2 points, because both of those statements are true, but the answer is F, both B and D. So if they put either B or D, then give them 1 point. Okay, number two, the Canaanite religion should be D, all of the above. D, all of the above. If they circled any one of the other ones, just give them 1 point. Any one or two of the other ones, give them 1 point there too. I really should do that, but I'm versatile. That way I can get a more accurate spread too. Okay, number three, the longest cuneiform tablet discovered so far is the B Code of Hammurabi. The longest text discovered so far. Okay, number one and two are false. Is false. The Bible says that Joshua and his troops destroyed and burned Jerusalem and drove out the Jebusites. They did not do it at the time. They were only attacking it.
You know the scripture, right?
I gave you quite a few on there. I told you when it was finally destroyed, and I think it's in Joshua chapter 1 there. It talks about it. So I can't really remember offhand, but it is in the notes. Okay, number two, Nelson Gluck's methods of surface exploration of Transjordan have been questioned by many archaeologists. That's true. Many of them question these methods that are used. And three is false. The fact that the Hyksos were Semites implies that they would naturally be friendly. And that doesn't apply that at all, because Israel's greatest enemies were Semites. Okay, the matching. I'm just going to read you the answers on this. Number one, it's worth 1 point each. Number one should be D as in dog. Number two should be E. Number three, Merneptah should be B as in boy. Number four should be A. And number five should be C. So it's B, E, B, A, C. D, E, B, A, C in that order. 1 point each. Okay, section B. This is worth 7 points. So number one, Hek should be D as in dog, Egyptian frog goddess.
B or D?
D, D as in dog. Number two, Uranus should be F, Father Bell. Number three, Anath is G, called Virgin, Holy One. Number four, Ra is A, the sun god. Number five, Baal is E, son of El, and El is C, the head of the Canaanite pantheon, and seven is Dagon is B as in boy, Canaanite fish god or green god. So it's D, F, G, A, E, C, B, 1 point each. Okay, in its last section, number one is D, Shiloh is D as in dog. Number two, Jericho is I. Number three, Hyksos is E. Number four, Goshen is J. Number five, Ugarit is C. Number six, Ramses is H. Number seven, Hittite is B as in boy. Number eight, Hazor is G. Number nine, Gezer is F. Number ten, Pithom is A. So I'll repeat that. D as in dog, I, E, J, C, H, B as in boy, G, F, and A. Okay. On this one, there's 52 points possible. So subtract the number wrong from 52, if you know that number. If there's a question mark on it, just put a question mark at the top and I'll go through it. So subtract the number wrong from 52 points. 52 points possible. That's where this goes. Okay, now look at the next exam. I have to go through this fairly quickly, so I won't read all the answers, but next time, I guess I'll wait and give the answers to the rest of it. Number one is true, and the true false, and all the rest are false. Number one is true, all the rest are false.
5 points for each or 1 point for each?
1 point for each. There's 5 points total there, there's 5 questions, so 1 point each. All the questions here are one point each. So the first is true, all the rest are false. Okay, on the matching, first one, there's 7 points here. I'm giving you two. You already got two, so nobody can lose out completely. Number one, Leonard Woolley is B as in boy. Excavated Ur of the Chaldees. B as in boy. Number two, John Garstang is C, excavated Jericho. Number three, Albright is G, excavated Gibeah. Number four, Julius Wellhausen is A, liberal paracritic. Number five, I already gave you, should be F. Number six is D as in dog. That evolutionism means value only, and number seven is E, I already gave you. So 7 points there, 1 point each. Then part B, the Rosh Hashanah tablet should be A. Number two, the Gilgamesh epic is D as in dog. Number three, Nusai tablets is E. Number four, Tel Amarna tablets is C. Number five, the Court of Hammurabi is B as in boy. Okay, so A, D, E, C, and B. And then part C, number one, the Hittite should be C. Number two, the Habiru should be D as in dog. Number three, Jebusite should be A. Number four, the Hyksos is E. Number five, the Sodomites is B as in boy. C, D, A, E, and B. And then the last section, Amenhotep II is C. Number two, Ramesses II is F. Number three, Ra is A, some of these you had already before. Number four, Baal is D as in dog. Number five, Nanar is E. Number six, Ashurbanipal is B as in boy. So there's 6 points there. Now there'll be 28 points total for this second test. The rest of it you will 28 points total. So you've got the number wrong from 28. Right?
Could you use the matching A again?
Okay, I'm sorry. B as in boy, C, G, A, F, D as in dog, and E. Okay. Yeah. Just on the grades, don't put anything on the one test. Put the number wrong. Minus 52 minus the number wrong. Put the total there. On the other test, 28 is total possible. So subtract the number of points from 28, and just put the total up there. And I'll go through. Don't worry about percentages on that. I'll just do that in calculator and get that real quick. Okay.
You want to ask questions regarding
Yeah, if you have a few questions you want to ask now, turn the paper back to their owners.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question regarding in the first section, the final, number three.
Okay, in the first section, the matching or the true false?
Yeah, true false.
True false, okay. Wellhausen taught that Abraham lived not during the 20th century, but during the 8th and 9th century B.C. Okay, this is what the higher critics thought, that Abraham, if he even existed, lived during that time. The whole patriarchal system lived, and actually Wellhausen actually taught that Abraham lived at that time. There were some other higher critics that I told you that didn't even teach that he existed at all.
Wellhausen said he lived.
Oh.
Wellhausen said he didn't exist.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, right. Wellhausen, okay, let me get this straight. I'm glad you point that out. That is false. Wellhausen taught that Abraham lived not during the 20th century, but during the 8th and 9th century B.C. I think, did I tell you he thought it didn't exist at all, or was it a different period of time period? I can't remember.
In our notes, you said that they taught that the patriarchal system was representative of the culture in the 8th or 9th century.
Uh-huh.
When I came up and asked you, I asked you if we could regard this.
Okay, I may have steered you wrong because I was looking at that wrong. So on your paper, did anyone else do it that way? Heard what I said there? Okay, put a note on both of your papers to that effect. And I'm going to check my notes here just to make sure what I said.
But otherwise, that would be.
Otherwise, it would be false. Yeah, right. Oh. Normally, it would be false. But in your case, I'm good.
You can't tell the green test, Mike.
No, I can't. I can't really tell you until I turn the curve on it. So.
Mike,
on that,
did you tell that Wellhausen taught that they lived during the
8th
or
9th
century B.C.?
I'm trying to find exactly what I said about Wellhausen. Why I call that?
I got that in my notes. I
can
show you.
Okay. I may just throw out that question. But I don't even know myself.
Which one of these was the final? Which one was the issue?
Well, actually, the whole thing can be taken apart. I'm going to total the two scores and consider it as one test.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here, I'll show you my answer.
okay. Yeah, he said that they declared this a
I just got through the final.
I'm the great, yeah, I just really thank God.